Empowerment Journey Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. I am super elated and excited to have Lisa Ely with me today. Let me tell you, she's like my HR soul sister. She recently joined me on a career elevation panel, which was a successful panel, by the way. And she is a powerhouse. She's a mentor, coach, minister, an author who has the positive words of encouragement and wisdom in the lives of many. She's known as the six-figure mentor. She's helped many clients raise their annual income and 10 times their mindset and growth in their network through her proven dream coaching system. I talked about her being an author of, but the book is called Real Girlfriends Pray, devotional journal. She leads weekly prayer. She has over 20 years of experience providing career and HR guidance. I also met Lisa at the SpeakerCon, Dr. Cheryl Woods SpeakerCon last year, and she was dynamic, and I'm super pumped and excited to have her here on the show. And I like her tagline and her emails where she says, I teach six-figure earners how to land dream jobs or businesses without sacrificing their income. Welcome, Lisa.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Jennifer, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure, and it has been amazing to see you in some of the places that you mentioned. And you are doing some amazing work. And I would definitely say we are soul sisters on this journey in human resources and careers. So I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. As I like to tell people, I'm like, it's no time to be competitive. It is no time to be competitive. It's about being collaborative and finding opportunities that work for you, that works for me, and we can be better together. And so I wanted to ask you, what challenges, or I would say, what have you overcome? And you've been in business for a very long time, or been in the HR arena for a long time, and it's up to you what you want to share with the listening audience. But is there anything professional or personal that you would like to share that you've had to overcome?
Yeah, you know, that is a great question, because it's important. You know, oftentimes we don't want to share the things that challenge us most. But what I find is when we share that story really motivates someone to move beyond their personal challenges. So for me, the thing I'm going to share is really related to personal in my own career and also in my business. And so about 6 years ago, I was laid off from a corporate position, and I had a corner office. I had a big mahogany desk, a staff of over 25, and I could see the lake from my office, as well as the airport and everything else. It was amazing.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Like, were you at DCA? Like, oh my God.
So,
okay.
For your listening audience, yes, I live in the DMV, but I am originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
So this was in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. And for those of you who are familiar, there is a lake right there, and it is beautiful. So I thought I had arrived, Jennifer, and I just knew that I was going to retire at this company. And one fateful day, they flew someone in from the corporate office, and that was it for me. Now, I did receive, you know, if you want to call it, I'd say it's a golden parachute. I received a full year of severance with all the perks that went with that. But still, I still had my dream ripped away from me, much like many people today, what's happening, you know, in this global pandemic and this financial and health crisis that we're in the middle of. People are having their dreams snatched away. So I had to regroup. I started this business then. And fast forward, was offered really a position I could not say no to, and ended up relocating with my family to Maryland for a top-level HR position in a hospital system in Prince George's County. And I will tell you, the devastating thing was after only 11 months, they went through some reorganizations, and my position was once again eliminated. So needless to say, yes, I was devastated. Now, I had a whole network and support system in Ohio, but after 11 months, I found myself really just in a horrible, terrible, dark place, personally and professionally, and in a city where we didn't have family, and we didn't really know people. But what I will tell you is that I depended on my faith, the network that I had, and I actually developed a program that I use in my business, Dare to Dream, to coach others. And I was able to land back in a higher paying position, making more than I ever made in 4 short weeks. And so that journey over those 4 weeks for me literally helps define where I am today.
I love that you share that because it offers a personal connection. It's real. It's very transparent. And I do have to ask you, like, that happened twice in a short period of time. And I know you said you held on to your faith, you're a woman of God. But what was going through your mind personally?
Absolutely. So, of course, your mind really goes through multiple different places. Why is this happening to me? Have I done something wrong? Is God trying to tell me something that I should be focusing on something else? So all of that, am I a fraud and a fake from that standpoint? And so, yes, but what I will tell you is this, is that, one of the scriptures that helped me was Ephesians 6 and 10, where it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And so I was in a place where all I could do was depend on God. And that helped me. But I will tell you, I do have, some steps, and they are written in a book that is accessible as well. And definitely want to share those with your listening audience on how to do that, because scripture is one thing, but literally there was a 7-8 step process and retooling and getting out of my comfort zone, getting out of my own way, and trusting God all along the way and not giving up.
I love that you have something to share with our listening audience, and your transparency is so on point. So what I would like to do after the break is, when we come back, for you to dig a little bit deeper and share the actual strategies that you use to land that job, to make yourself whole plus more, and then you're there to dream your business and how that got started. So right after the break, we'll come back and we'll chat some more with Lisa.
Hello, I'm Leonque Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event. Hashtag the event. If you want to purchase my book, and you will, it can be found on Amazon.com and my website at www.leonquechavette.com. That's L-A-O-N-Q-U-E-C-H-A-V-E-T-T-E.com. Thank you so much for your support.
Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com. So Lisa, we are back from the break and you have shared some gems with us in the fact that you held onto your faith, you put things in motion, you dealt with what was going through your mind mentally. And I wanted to be able to pull that string a little bit further to help our listening audience about, like, what steps did you actually, or strategies that you put in place to overcome the job loss and overcoming or pushing your way through what was going through your mental state at the time?
Absolutely. So this actually can be found in a book that was an anthology presented by Dr. Cheryl Wood entitled Speaking My Truth, 50 Real Life Stories That Inspire, Empower, Heal, and Transform. And literally, I outlined how to win with a 90% mindset. So the first thing I'm going to say is that you have to decide that you want to do something different, that you don't want to stay where you are. You don't want to literally stay in a ball, right? And sometimes even cry yourself to sleep at night or just find yourself in a place where you just can't stop crying, right? You've got to decide that I'm not going to stay here. And there's something that's called the Sarah model. And many people use it when you're going through grief and bereavement. Mm-hmm. But there is grief and bereavement associated when you lose a job. And so many people, even now, are going through grief and bereavement because we've lost the life that we used to have before the pandemic. So for those of your listeners who are out there right now and have also lost jobs on top of that, so what Sarah does is it walks you through the shock, the anger, the resistance, and the acceptance to hope, which allows you to decide that you're going to move forward. So I first worked through my feelings about how it felt and left it behind, literally journaling it out, talking it out, getting professional help if that's something that a person needs. And then I took my journal, the papers that I wrote on, and I burned them because I let it go. For me, that was really important. So then after I did that, the first thing I did was I shifted my mindset. That helped me shift my mindset forward because I knew that the journey for me didn't lie in the past. It aligned forward. The next thing was to clear the deck and gain clarity. So literally, I had to look around my space and clarify, you know, carve out a space to work. So for me, I do have a home office, but I had to restructure it in a way that was going to be conducive to what I was, the new journey I was on. I also established a new daily routine for myself because I shifted my energy from going to work, but my job was to network and to land in the next place. And I made the shift. The other thing was I literally listed out all the people that I knew. And I said, I'm going to start with 50. Then I got to 100. Then I got to 150. And these were people. And I thought I didn't know anybody in Maryland. But actually, I had been in contact with a lot of people. And I began, of course, to ignite that network. I took inspired action every day. So every single day, I was doing related to moving forward with my search. I also got help. And so the help that I received was literally from reaching out to other people. And I found individuals who were in the same space that I was. And I also got help from the research that I was doing. LinkedIn offers some amazing tools on helping you to kind of reframe. Had I been able to, I would have definitely hired a coach at the time. Had I even thought about what I do now to help people, I wish that I could have found someone like you or like me to help. I created my success tools, an introduction or a power one-liner, some people call it, my resume, and I updated my LinkedIn. Then every single day, I anchored my day with journaling, one, for being grateful for everything and the three things that I wanted to accomplish and what I was proud of that I already had accomplished so far. So I took time every day to celebrate even small successes of connecting with people, of, you know, having interviews, of applying for 5 jobs a week, of tracking, of having the courage to go to networking events, having the courage to ask for help, because sometimes that's hard. And then the last thing I would say is that really, really helps is never, never, ever giving up and knowing that tomorrow's a new day and tomorrow's a new opportunity. And we already know, for those of us who believe, is that there are new mercies every morning.
Amen. Like, everything that you said was right on point. And what kept jumping out, whether you realized it or not, was the common theme was to ask for help. People don't realize, like, asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength. And what you're saying is, as a leader, I need help from you to help get to the ultimate goal. And what I've learned in terms of leveraging networks is that you got to have that tribe that's there whereby you're helping one another to get things solved. And the other piece too, I always talk about journaling and looking at what you're grateful for. And I call this other piece purging those things that no longer serve you. And when you talked about, hey, I'm going to write this down, then I'm going to burn it. I'm done with it because I got to propel and go forward in my career. And so I am so grateful that you share that, and you also shared about the chapter in the book. So are there some products that you have going on now that the listening audience would be interested in?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that. And so I am actually, later this month, on July 27th, launching a free, and I am free, let me say that again, that's F-R-E-E, 4-day challenge to get more interviews. It's a free 4-day challenge to get more interviews. And so the reason why I'm doing this is because my own personal journey and these last 3 years of helping professionals to duplicate those same results really starts with getting more interviews. And so, as we know, we're in an unprecedented time right now of the number of people who are seeking employment, who are underemployed, and who have even recently discovered, because they've been home spending more time with family and the people they hold near and dear, that they don't want to go back to what they used to do. They don't want to go back in the office. And so this program is for those individuals who want to get a boost, who may not know where to start, haven't been in, on the job market, are afraid, and are looking for help, tools, and tips to ultimately get more interviews.
Oh my God, that is exciting. That is exciting that this is a way of giving back to the community. And God bless you for setting up this challenge. I jump into your group every now and then, at least a few times a week, to try to engage, see what's going on, see what exciting things you have. And I am looking forward to this challenge. I mean, people don't realize, like, this is definitely a gift. I know that you were so resourceful in terms of career transitions when we did the career elevation panel. And I can't wait to see what this what this challenge, how it's going to turn out. But you're absolutely right. During this time, during this pandemic, people are shifting their minds and they're like, hey, I don't want to go back to the office. Like, how can I leverage my skill sets, my transferable skill sets to a different job? So God bless you for setting that up.
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. So any books on the horizon?
So that is so interesting. I do have a book in me, and I have outlined it. I do not have a time frame. I am hoping and praying that it will be something that will be delivered in the fourth quarter of this year or the first quarter of next year. It is related to career, related to our journey as a people, people of color, and the challenges that we have faced in really defining ourselves and expressing our freedoms and expressing ourselves in every aspect career-wise and continue to prosper and live out the life that we were meant for and called for based on God's calling in our lives. And so I feel so tremendously blessed to have found this path for myself. Although, let me say, you know, I shared with your audience already, it was not an easy path to follow. But I am thankful for every single thorn and rock and heels and everything that I've overcome, because it's gotten me to here and it's got me to a place where I can help others to do just the same. So, yes, I do have something coming out, and hopefully maybe we'll talk more about that. But if people do want to contact me, I can be reached, of course, on all social media. The easiest way to connect is on my website, which is www.dare2dreamcareers.com. And information about the challenge and all of that will be there. So this has been amazing. Amazing.
I can't wait. I'm telling you, I'm just like, when did you say it's going to start again? Next week? When did you say
it starts? It starts on July 27th. But okay. Literally launches today, and there is an opt-in page out there and all of that. And so it will start in a few days, and there's going to be some pop-up training and some freebies and other things happening for people who opt in early. So hopefully your listening audience will be one of the first to take advantage.
Okay. All right. I got to check. I definitely have to check it out. You have been amazing. Like I said earlier, the 30 minutes go so fast, and you have provided some great insight about your personal journey. And I appreciate you sharing that with me as well as with the listening audience. So thank you very much, Lisa. Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
You are quite welcome. And Dr. Jennifer, I appreciate all that you do. your vision, the energy and the zeal and just your positivity and being, you know, even in the same space with you has been an honor. And I continue to learn so much from you and from everything that you touch. Literally, like people say, let me say this. If you didn't know, everything that Dr. Jennifer touches, it turns to gold. Because she is the real deal.
Oh, God. You got me over here cracking up. I tell you, I just launched, if you notice, I launched that ebook the other day about entrepreneurs and learning about, you know, entrepreneurs' stories. It's a collaboration book. And it was like fire. I was like, oh, my God, the market is talking to me. They are liking this ebook. So it sparked an idea in me. I'm like, okay, all right, maybe I need to do something more. But I'm grateful. I give all honor to God, and I listen to him. And sometimes, as busy as I am, I have to go still to hear his voice. So I appreciate you so, so much. And I thank the listening audience for listening in to another episode of the Empowerment Journey podcast, where I speak with my guests about overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success. And you can also find my book on my website, www.reachingwithinempowerment.com. And the book is Overcoming Personal Challenges to Achieve Professional Success. And you can also find my other products that I have on my website. It is amazing. The list of things and tools and information. It's just a whole laundry of ebooks, as well as other collaboration books I've been a part of. And it's been great serving the listening audience today. I am signing off. You all be safe and be healthy. Take care.